We welcome you, and it's a joy to have you on this nice, warm situation this morning. And if you are a visitor, we would like to express our feeling of friendship toward you. You will please lift your hand if you're visiting in the service, so our ushers may see you and present you with a visitor's card. I see we have a number here, and we are delighted to see you, and trust that this service today will be of real spiritual strength and blessing for you. And I cordially invite you to come back and worship with us whenever it's possible for you to do so. In your bulletins, you will notice the opportunities for this week. On Monday, the Olive Martin group. On Tuesday, the Southside group meeting will be held here in our church. On Wednesday at 6:30, the Sunday School Council will meet. That is not in your bulletin. You will note that with your pen, 6:30, Wednesday. 7:30, the hour of prayer, and then the choir rehearsal. Our ACT teens are having a special meeting today. They're doing some visitation, and so they will take note of this. We have been promoting in our church the matter of worship and trying to get 100% score for 84. We have some little record slips that will be used for that purpose, and I hope that you are filling them out and that you will be able to fill out three of them today. And as we go through the year, we'll fill all these boxes in. And then, one other note. At the bottom of the page of your bulletin, we have favorite hymns. The opportunity for you to select five hymns from the hymn book, and they will be used later on this month. And your favorite hymns, because we have a special evening of music planned with Dolores Forehand and other very special numbers. And maybe you had a little slip in your bulletin today. This is, I started to say something to do with integration, but it's just a white hymn book here. It's in this book we're talking about. So you pick your songs out of here, and then we'll be able to use them. And now you may have a favorite, but it may not be in this book. So fill out this, get it in some way. We have a box back there you can put it in, or you can drop it in the offering plate, and the deacons will be happy to receive them. And then we will have the joy of singing these wonderful, wonderful numbers. We're going to open our service today with hymn number 44. Hymn number 44. Thank you. Our Father, we thank Thee that God always supplies whatever the need may be. He has never failed. Whatever and whenever and wherever we have had special needs. For this we give thanks today. We indeed are grateful for answered prayers and for the privilege of coming today with our hearts attuned to His will to enter into an hour of worship. And we pray indeed that we shall worship Thee with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing hymn number 497. 497. Turn in the back of our hymnals to our responsive reading of the scripture this morning, 527. 527. Sing a new song to the Lord. He hath done wonderful things by His own power and holy strength. He has won the victory.
The Lord announced His victory. He made His saving power known to the nations.
He kept his promise to the people of Israel with constant love and loyalty for them. All people everywhere have seen the victory of our Lord.
Sing with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Praise him with songs and shouts of joy.
Sing praises to the Lord with harps. Play music on the harps.
With trumpets and horns, shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now we have a special announcement by testimony of our TWIT program, of our outreach, and of what we're trying to do through our Sunday school. And Truman's going to come and say just a word about this.
I thought I was off the hot seat for a minute there, but I see I'm back on it. I wanted to relate this to our Sunday school lesson. I hope most of y'all were in the Sunday school lesson today, but if you weren't, our lesson was on from Isaiah chapter 6 about a vision and a mission. And I was thinking about the TWIT campaign that we have in our church through the Sunday school in order to contact the absentee members and to contact prospects that we all know about in our neighborhood or people that at work or wherever that need to be, well, first of all, need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and then to grow in that maturity of Christ. And the TWIT campaign is behind that, is to reach people who are not coming to Sunday school, who are members but not coming to Sunday school for one reason or another, that need to be contacted by us, those of us here today, and then those prospects that need to be contacted. New members, new life to this church. And I started thinking about this coin, the TWIT, and I hope all of y'all have gotten one. You've heard about the round TWIT, you know, I'll finally do it when I get around to it. Well, if you haven't got around to it yet, you don't have any excuse because your director or outreach leader in your department should have given you one by now, so that you have no excuse for getting around to it. Well, what are we talking about getting around to it about? Well, just what I've said, contacting those members who are absent, those prospects who need to be in fellowship with us. Now, the way I relate it to the Sunday school lesson today is Isaiah had a vision. He was prepared. To a certain degree he was prepared, but not until he had that vision. And I think the vision for one side of this coin says, I will put God first in my life when I get around to it. We need a vision, each one of us. We need a vision to see those who need to know Christ better, need to grow in maturity in him. And then those of us, those in our community, friends, relatives, who need to be contacted by someone who cares about them as a friend, as a neighbor, and about their salvation. So I think the one side of this coin gives us a vision, and I think the other side gives us the commission and the mission to reach those people, to go to it, to get the job done. And I think that if each one of us will do our part, I think it'll certainly make this community a lot better place in which to live, because the love of Jesus is spreading. This church will be a more effective lighthouse for this community because we the members, the fellowship here, are doing what we need to be doing. I think of last Sunday when we had Witness Commitment Day, and we wrote down names of people that we wanted to witness to through this year. One of these little coins would be a good little thing to give them and explain to them why you're giving it to them, because you care about them, because they need to be in Sunday school, or they need to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I think that if we think creatively, if we get in the temple like Isaiah, God's going to give us a vision, and he's going to make use of these little things. I heard somebody using it. Somebody put it in the mail. Somebody, one of our brothers, I think, here, mailed one of these to somebody, which I thought was pretty unique, and wrote a little note about it. So there's different ways we can use these things, in many different ways. So if you haven't gotten them, please get them. Even after church today, go up to your Sunday school class and get with your director outreach and get some so that we can be using these. At the end of the month, will be high attendance day because of the TUA campaign, and we sure hope that we have every Sunday school class filled as well as the sanctuary.
Thank you, Truman. I hope the mailman got around to it, delivering it. Today is a wonderful day. We have a lot of things going on. This evening at 6 o'clock, the adult training class, and then the youth choir, and then the preschool children's choirs will be meeting. And also at 7 o'clock tonight, the nominating committee will meet. At 7 o'clock, the nominating committee will meet here at the church. Now we come to a time of prayer and meditation. This is our opportunity when we pray for needs, we pray for others, or we offer thanks unto God for various needs that we have. We want to remember all of these in our church. We had we lost Mrs. Bessie Berry, one of our members who has been living in Newport News in our Baptist home this week. And she's a very wonderful person. We're sorry. She has meant a lot to us down through the years. And we want to remember Kenny Todd, who is in the hospital, Chesapeake General, and is having some problems with a kidney stone. And we don't know exactly what will be done Monday, but something. So let us pray for these needs and others that you know of. Let us bow. Father, we are conscious this morning that in thy sight that God does not despise a contrite heart, an humble spirit, but that he is always merciful toward us. We somehow pray today that you would assist us in our prayers as we pray about our troubles and our needs. And we ask our Father that thou would graciously hear us, that these needs shall be met in the way of thy providence that would be good for us. And we pray our Father for each of these who have been mentioned in these quiet moments today. Now, Lord, we give thanks for thy church and for thy people and for those who seek thee and those who follow thee. We pray that thou shalt give unto us something of the great urge and craving to live in pureness and in holiness as you would have us to live. And we pray, Father, that you would grant unto us that ability. Now cover those, our Father, of our beloved who are near and those who are far away with thy love and thy blessing. And help us to rejoice together in this hour of worship that God is never far from us. For he is our shepherd. and we shall not want. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We sing now hymn number 503. Number 503. Father, grant unto us the grace of giving and bless our tithes and offerings, for we know that thy church is supported through the faithfulness of our giving. In Jesus' name, amen.